You are apparently really pissed off, but I find these sports stories very interesting where, you know, you have actually called the league out on what you think is, well, you know, a rigged deal, right?
Well, I mean, first, I'm not pissed off. You know, I just, you know, when I find things are not, you know, going the way we feel that they should go, it comes a time when you have to make a decision that's best for you and your organization. And, but yes, we, you know, we kind of felt that things are, you know, definitely there's something going on with the situation when you, you know, it's you know, in professional sports, it's just not
tell,
likely.
Tell the folks, Andre, what's happening out there?
Well, you know, during the year, you know, especially during the playoffs and whatnot, the Rochester referees were traveling on their road game, and we all felt that they were definitely dictating the outcome of games. I mean, there was definitely a big discrepancy in the foul counts for Rochester to the visiting team, and things were just wasn't right. And, you know, when we were watching the game the other night in the finals against Oklahoma, with the foul counts 45-13, that was just the last straw for us. And we made a decision to pull out of the league.
You see, my theory is that this is, you know, what's not talked about in polite society. Mm. You know, I try and talk about it every day. And I'm glad that you have been able to come forward in terms of discussing what you believe to be a huge impropriety with the league and the league's integrity. This is what you, this is your feeling anyway. This is what you allege to be occurring. But when I in a minute, I want to start taking calls from people that feel that not every league is fair ball, that not every team gets called fairly, that indeed that even though we call it professional, there are huge injustices that happen in sports. And I would like to figure out from the fans what they feel are biases.
Yeah, but let me say this, though, and I know, and I've been in sports all my life. I know referees miss calls. I truly understand that. But your home referees do not travel on the road with you to your game. Now you tell me where that exists. You know, I'm not a big baby sitting here whining because, you know, we didn't win a championship, so forth and so forth. Now, that's not the case here. But when your referees show up to all of your away games, something is wrong with that.
Now, who is paying?
Referees don't go on the road. Our referees don't ref in Oklahoma or St. John or Quebec.
The referees are part of the team in Rochester, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're part of the team, but they travel to their away games. Why is Rochester referees refereeing?
But is there not a conflict of interest when you own the league and you own a team and
there is.
And you're the
there
one
is.
Writing the checks to pay for the refs?
There is. Absolutely there's a conflict. 100%.
Now, you can try and mitigate some of that by just, you know, stepping away from it. But the fact that, indeed, the corporate relationship hasn't sought to distance itself because you've already got natural speculation with regards to the corporate relationship, owning a league and having a team in it.
Correct.
The fact that you add insult to injury by having the refs travel with the team, so you bring your team to the game and you bring your own refs with you,
correct.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. That is a problem. You know, and we could, I could get around, you know, him having a team in our league. You know, I didn't have a problem with it. You know, for the most part, until we started seeing what we felt was the injustice. You know, the league was great. The competition and the level of play was amazing. You know, we were really excited to be a part of this league. But then there just comes a time where enough is enough. The handwriting is on the wall. Something doesn't smell right here.
So the Razor Sharks led the league with 876 free throw attempts this season, including a whopping 299-128 edge on their opponents in six postseason games.
More fouls caught against us than all four of the teams that made the playoff combined.
Wow. So, Andre, what do you do with the team? What do you do? You've left the Premier Basketball League because you feel it's not fair. Mm-hmm. Where do you take your team?
Well, we've been working hard, extremely hard, actually. You know, we're going to have a press conference here the second week of May, to announce the future of our organizations. We have some great news to announce. There will be professional basketball in Halifax. There will be professional basketball in Quebec and in St. John. There's going to be professional basketball in a lot of different markets here in Canada. We are excited about what we're about to announce. We're about to make history here. We're just excited about the future.
All right, so where do you think you guys will land? What's the other option? Now, by the way, the Halifax Rainmen left the league because they thought it was rigged, and so did the St. John team, right?
Yeah, St. John. I mean, actually, every team in the league.
The Millrats. The St. John Millrats.
Oklahoma pulled out as well. Every team pulled out.
This is outrageous. This is a hilarious sports story. Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Well, we've been behind the scenes. You know, we got a few different options that we're looking at. You know, we're talking to other leagues that have interest in us joining their leagues. We're looking at the ideal of owning our own league and having our own league here. We're looking at quite a few things, and we're excited about what we've come up with. We're just crossing our T's and dotting our I's, and here very shortly we will be able to, you know, come in the markets and announce what the future holds for us.
I really appreciate you joining us. When are you coming to Toronto? When can I see you?
You know what? I'll be in Toronto on Monday.
All right. Well, I'll give you my home number off air. We'll get together.
Okay.
And maybe you can come into the station too.
You're great.
A good man.
I'll be there for a week.
Okay, good. Well, we'll get together for sure.
That'll be awesome.
I appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thanks, brother.